I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Yes. Threatening the lives of the Supreme Court is the Democrat Senate Majority Leader, Chuck, I've got hair on the outside of my nose, Schumer. These are not good people. A lot of nice girls. Yes, the Supreme Court today siding in favor of religious liberties in the United States of America. Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Her friends call her Jake LaMotta. Did you know that? That's a kind of a nickname that she has, Jake LaMotta. She has morphed into Jake LaMotta as the years have gone on. And she came out and said, no, you have a job working for the school system. You have no rights. You give up your rights, except to an abortion. You know, that's because that's a very important one for the Democrats. Honestly, completely nuts. I was describing a bit earlier, my best girl and I, last week we were in South Haven, Michigan, on Lake Michigan. It's a very large lake. It's one of your great lakes. And let me tell you something. They're pretty great. They're pretty great, too. South Haven, Michigan. And then we were flying back on Saturday, day before yesterday. And so we got in our automobile, which we rented. And we drove from South Haven, Michigan. We drove up the coast of Lake Michigan. And one of the places we went was Holland, Michigan. We went to Holland, Michigan. We went to Saugatuck for lunch on the water there on the river. Then we went up to Holland, Michigan, because we're just going around. We're going to places, you know. And in Holland, Michigan, we made our way into town. And we were at Centennial Park, right in town there at Centennial Park, near Hope College. Hope College is a couple of blocks away from Centennial Park and the City Hall there in Holland, Michigan. And we saw a festival going on. And so we parked and we said, let's go see what the festival is. Maybe we get something to eat there. But it was a big gay rally for children, for school children. Now, again, a couple blocks away, Hope College, a Christian college, very nice campus in Holland, Michigan. We walked to the campus as well. We were on our way over to the campus when we saw the woman, the single mother, with her 9-year-old daughter. And the 9-year-old daughter wearing the T-shirt that said, yes, I said it out loud, I'm gay. And walking by, I'm like, you know, I didn't say anything. It's, you know, you have the right to raise psychotic, dangerous, mental children, I guess, if you'd like, if you're a Democrat. But you're not old enough to even know if, you like the girls, you like the boys. But if you're going to grow up like mom, it's probably a non-issue, just, you know, based on the, I'm profiling, but everybody's profiling every day. And we're in Centennial Park, and there was no food to be had, but you get a lot of rainbow things. And perhaps because Hope College, Christian college, a couple blocks away, there was a man there who was reading passages from the Bible. But the peculiar thing about this gathering in the park, it was overwhelmingly children, school children. And the school children were all saying, we're gay, and they're chanting, their whole gangs of them screaming and chanting, I'm gay, and that's okay. I'm gay, and that's okay. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's part of the, you know, repetition, the indoctrination, the brainwashing that the Democrats are inflicting. And you know, you couldn't have a high school football coach say a prayer on the field after a football game because the kids might feel obligated to follow the coach's lead, right? That's what they argued in the Supreme Court. But when it comes to transgender education for kindergarten and first grade and second grade and third grade, they don't apply the same rule. Because were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Absolutely insane. But I made a little video with my telephone. My telephone is very fancy, and it has a video camera contained inside the telephone. And I made a quick video of these children junior high school, middle school children who were there screaming, "We're gay and that's okay. We're gay and that's okay." And there was a man there who was reading from the Bible, standing there reading from the Bible. And this, and the kids surrounded the man reading from the Bible, and they were, you know, being indoctrinated and crazy. And here, and they're chanting, "You spread hate," while he was reading from the Bible.
I care about you, and that's why I'm here today, because I want you to be saved. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus, have mercy on them, as you have had mercy on my soul. I plead with you, Father, change the hearts of these people. My words are meaningless, but your spirit and your unction are mighty. You are in charge of all things. Nevertheless, Lord, as I ask it of you.
This is the that's the gay children. Then we came home, and yesterday we went to the Supreme Court because we love a parade and all that stuff. And let's go to number two, the Lord of the Flies, because, you know, outside the Supreme Court. Wait a minute. That was actually a clip from the movie Lord of the Flies. But it's an awful lot like today's Democrat Party and the children, what they're doing to the children. The Democratic Party is doing to the children is very Lord of the Flies. And the island is North America. And, you know, kill the pig, eat its head, kill the pig, eat its head. And, so that wasn't really outside the Supreme Court yesterday, but this was. That was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez leading the chant. That was day before yesterday, I think, of into the streets, into the streets. And then, of course, the violence and the arson begins. And it's good to be a Democrat, because if Republicans were doing that, that would be, you know, that'd be frowned upon in the news media. And the Democrats chanting, "Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground," chanting in our nation's capital, because that's the Democratic Party. It's a violent criminal organization. And mob violence is one of their cornerstones. And they're raising children in the school system, teachers, unions, radicals, Biden, White House, day one, extremists, radicals running the teachers union. And then they crank out children who sleep in parks and chant, "We are the 99%. And they're anti-capitalists and anti-wealth and anti-Bill of Rights and anti-Declaration of Independence and anti-freedoms, anti-liberties, anti-religion. Pro After School Satan Club. Here is a Fox News report. Soundbite number three, Fox News report. Alexis McAdams reporting for the Fox News Channel, kind of doing a little wrap-up of what was happening across the country over the weekend.
Most of the protests were peaceful, but that was not the case out in Portland. Investigators found 60 people dressed in all black breaking windows of the banks and coffee shops. They also say people vandalized a pregnancy center there. Just over the weekend in Colorado, this pregnancy care center in Longmont was vandalized and set on fire. Police investigating that arson. Graffiti reading, "If abortions are not safe, neither are you."
Sounds like another very direct threat of violence, doesn't it? And you know that the Supreme Court has had to increase security for members of the Supreme Court because the Democrats are threatening to murder them and their families and to burn the Supreme Court after they storm it. That's the mainstream of the Democrat Party and the news media. They're all in with it. AOC chanting to the mob, and mob is the right word. Into the streets, into the streets. I honestly, the last time they seceded, it was because they wanted to keep their slaves and their bullwhips and their plantations. This time it might be because they want to keep harvesting the organs of millions and millions of innocent, helpless, defenseless human beings. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez boy, oh boy, she was a hot ticket yesterday for the Sunday morning talk shows because she's severely mentally impaired, and so is Chunk Todd.
The Supreme Court has dramatically overreached its authority. We had two conservative senators in the United States Senate, Senator Manchin and Senator Collins, come out with a very explosive allegation that several Supreme Court justices misled them in during their confirmation hearings and in the lead up to their confirmation.
That's a
lie. This is a crisis of legitimacy.
Ah, you see, delegitimize the Supreme Court because a ruling with which they disagree was handed down. And they're delegitimizing the court and the Senate and the filibuster and our system of government and freedom of religion and the Second Amendment and the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is dramatically overreached, and Manchin is the villain. AOC with her pal Chunk Todd, former Democrat Senate campaign staffer whose wife has sucked up millions of dollars at her corrupt little Democrat company from just the Bernie Sanders campaign alone. And Chunk Todd never mentions that, you know, they're buying summer homes and Mercedes Benzes off money from Bernie Sanders' campaign while he fluffs him and pretends to do interviews. AOC with Chunk.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath and secure lifetime appointments to the highest court of the land and then issue without basis, if you read these opinions,
without basis
rulings that deeply undermine the human and civil rights of the majority of
the
Americans,
unborn,
we must see that through.
We must see that through? See what through? You didn't say anything to see through. She is, a moron. She is an absolute moron. By the way, and this is one of the lies that they're spreading now because they lie all the time. And they're racist as hell. God, they're racist. We've got that racist Chicago mayor. She's LGBTQ, LMNOP, and also you know, racial and gender minority. And she's so protected. She like lives in a Ziploc bag. It's amazing. But they're all attacking Clarence Thomas. Samuel L. Jackson, the actor, he yells a lot and shoots people and became, worth $100 million. And he's going after Clarence Thomas, the Washington Post going after Clarence Thomas, calling him Uncle Thomas because... Samuel L. Jackson, he is doing Whitey's bidding for Whitey, for the left-wing Whiteys who are the party of slavery and the Confederacy and Jim Crow and the KKK and standing in schoolhouse doors. He's a supporter of them. He's the real Uncle Tom here, obviously. And let me tell you, African-American abortion rate is about 40% in the United States of America. About 40% of African-American pregnancies terminated in abortion. And Samuel L. Jackson, now, if white supremacists had come up with such a concept, you think Sam Jackson would support him, Samuel L. Jackson? I think he would, actually, because he's the real Uncle Tom here. Yeah, and he's calling me Uncle Clarence. Uncle Clarence, not even clever, it's stupid. And you got this, but there's more AOC and Chunk, but this insane mayor of Chicago, Baby Groot, going after Clarence Thomas, too. Why aren't they going after the white justices that voted in favor of this decision? Just the black justice, because they're the party of the bullwhip and the tree and the rope. That's why. AOC, not so bright.
There must be consequences for such a deeply destabilizing action and hostile takeover of our democratic institutions.
See?
To allow that to stand is to allow it to happen.
To allow that to stand is to allow that to happen. She is an incredible moron, isn't she? Just amazing. Wow. That's why they invite her on, to offer nuggets of wisdom like that, pearls of wisdom. What a genius. Man, oh, Manischewitz, I got a lot more, too. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses proven Oxy technology that instantly destroys viruses, odors, mold spores, and a lot more in your home, in your office. People all over this great nation of ours are ranting and raving about how well the Eden Pure Thunderstorm freshens the air in their homes. Musty, mildewy smells vanish in just a few seconds. With the thunderstorm being on in my home right now, on while we were on vacation, came home fresh as Summer's Eve, I think. With over 250,000 units already sold, it works like a charm. Michael R. wrote the company. He said, Plant endorsed your product, and he was actually telling the truth. What do you mean, actually? That's what I want to know. Any odor will disappear when you turn the thunderstorm on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, even leftists, no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy and replace again and again. Right now, you can save $200 American on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. Fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers can go for $600 each. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, any place you like clean, fresh air. With this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200 American. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code CHRIS3. CHRIS and the number 3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3, and shipping is free. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a no. It cannot stand. But isn't it amazing when they incite with this incendiary language? No one raises an eyebrow when the killers are being arrested outside. Well, one psycho killer armed with a gun and tie wraps outside the home of Brett Kavanaugh. Burglary tools. You know, it just gets swept under the rug. Arson, firebombing churches and clinics. Not abortion clinics, pro-life clinics. That's all okay because our media and the Democrats are sleeping with each other.
To allow that to stand is to allow it to happen.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I want to set it up. Yeah. Yeah, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, a.k.a. Baby Groot, going after Clarence Thomas, too, at the Gay Pride March.
Clarence Thomas.
That's the F word. These Democrats.
We are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
Now, she's a gay woman, angry, bitter, crazy African-American. And that was F, Clarence Thomas. We had to beep it because she used the entire word. Liberal district attorneys in red states say they won't enforce abortion bans. Michael Beschloss, former presidential historian, was on MSDNC. He's talking about civil war. He's done this decision leading to civil war.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, we know that the Democrats are a violent party. They, you know, gave us the Ku Klux Klan, the Students for a Democratic Society, the Weather Underground, the Symbionese Liberation Army. They bombed government buildings and shot members of Congress. Decades ago, and just a couple of years ago, Congressman Steve Scalise, they They have had multiple suicide attackers, the Democrat Party has, attacking mostly the police. Police and Republican members of Congress, from New York and Dallas and Baton Rouge to Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. Now, liberal district attorneys say they won't enforce abortion bans. Why these prosecutors are refusing to enforce criminal anti-abortion laws. Sure, Tarrant County DA says she will prosecute any legitimate Texas abortion law violations. So now the Democrats just decide it's an a la carte menu, the Bill of Rights. Again, Sonia Sotomayor, a.k.a. Jake LaMotta, she's in her dissenting opinion, the Supreme Court ruling in favor of religious liberties today. Democrats are very angry about that. And honestly, they're angry every day about something. They're violent pretty much every day about something. Guns don't kill people. Democrats do. You know, there's this crazy, all these leftists are completely out of their mind. Hanoi Jane, Barbara Streisand says the Supreme Court is the American Taliban. Supreme Court is the American Taliban, which led me to a story in today's Washington Post on the front page of their Metro section about the Democrats in Charlottesville, Virginia, that have cut up a statue of Robert E. Lee, who was, working for Democrat President Jefferson Davis in the Confederacy after refusing Abraham Lincoln's request to lead the Union Army. The Democrats have chopped up the statue of Robert E. Lee on horseback that stood in Charlottesville for so long, and now they're going to melt it down because the Supreme Court is the American Taliban, right? They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. And Baby Groot in Chicago, beep, Clarence Thomas, and all of this madness. And now they say, I mean, again, you have district attorneys that say they won't enforce laws. That's an insurrection. That's what insurrection means. They are insurrectionists, all right? An act or instance of revolting against civil authority. That's what the Democrats are doing. That's insurrection. They're engaging in insurrection. The Babylon Bee with the funny headline over the weekend that the Democrats, you know, they had these this TV show called the January 6 hearings, and it's pretty amazing, stuff. But they, the funny people at Babylon Bee, Democrats call a stop. They pause January 6 hearings to call for insurrection. You know, it's the hearings are about the insurrection, not an insurrection, of January 6th. And they're calling for insurrections. I haven't seen the Democrats this mad since yesterday, honestly. Oh, and the Democrats, they Democrats came out of the House of Representatives. The Democrats came out, some of them, stood on the steps of the Capitol. And I think you have this, don't you, saying God bless America? And just feet away, Democrats were burning the American flag. And they sang God Bless America to support abortion.
From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean.
White with foam?
White with foam.
Only some of them know the lyrics.
God bless America.
Burning the flag. Right over there, Democrats are burning the flag. And they're God bless America for abortion. Honestly. And Kendrick Lamar with his Jesus imagery for abortion, right? And this nitwit with a bad band called Green Day, Billy Joel Armstrong, screaming, beep, America. They love the F word. They have the brains of children. They have the outward appearance of adults, but the brains of children. Well, let's do Billy Joe Armstrong. I see you got your finger on the trigger over there. He's at this with a bad band called Green Day. Who cares that, you know, their music isn't even worthy of note. But this big festival in England. And he's, you know, beep America. He's giving up his citizenship because now I guess he can't get an abortion.
America, I'm renouncing my citizenship.
He's a Democrat. Billy Joe Armstrong. Green Day. That's right. That miserable beeping excuse for a country, the United States. He's a perfectly mainstream, run-of-the-mill Barbara Streisand, Hanoi Jane Fonda, Hillary Clinton Democrat. You know, beep America, F my citizenship. And then these frauds singing God Bless America, God loves abortion in Democrat land, and they're burning the American flag right over there, right, while they sing God Bless America. Did you see this thing? 7 TikTok dances you can do to save Roe v. Wade. This is how dumb they are. This is the level they're operating at intellectually. Huh? Just amazing. You can do a TikTok dance to save Roe versus Wade. They're a ghoulish, bloodthirsty bunch. Yeah, and Uncle Clarence says Samuel L. Jackson of Clarence Thomas, while he's doing, you know, like the white supremacists' dream job over here. Just amazing. All right, you have Michael Beschloss. Let's get to Michael Beschloss. He is a NBC has some thing online that nobody watches. Chunk Todd is on there. They got this guy, Michael Beschloss. He used to be on CNN a lot. He's a rich kid who comes from a rich family and never really had to do anything for a living. So I'm a presidential historian. And now and he's a Democrat, and he's now talking civil war for the United States because that's how much the Democrats love abortion. Well, long ago, that's how much they loved slavery. Now it's how much they love abortion. Michael Beschloss.
You know, here's a case where the Supreme Court is doing a decision that is going to fly in the face of
doing a decision.
At least what polls tell us is a majority of Americans, maybe 60 to 70%.
Maybe,
and
at least polls.
And if you look at human history and
human
American history. That tends to push a society into civil war, or at least towards civil war, if
right,
it's something
civil war.
That's as basic as this.
As basic as abortion, which they love very, very much. You should show one on NBC. Show a third trimester, late term African-American abortion because you care so deeply. Black lives matter, except for the 40% of black lives that we snuff out in the womb. And that's okay. Michael Beschloss, he's a historian.
I'm worried that when you have a Supreme Court making a decision like this and doing it in language that's almost provocative and angry
almost.
And vengeful, it could have that effect.
It's none of those
things. I love
things.
Our country. Part of our country is unity. I think that's jeopardized.
As jeopardized. Canada will allow Americans to cross the border for abortions. I'll buy you bus fare. For the Democrats, if you can show me you're a registered Democrat. Man, these guys, let me just tell you, these guys, they're out of their minds. Yeah, giving up the thing. The Jim Jordan congressman says the Supreme Court abortion decision is a victory over the intimidation tactics of the left. You know, they were attempting to terrorize, to use terrorism to change the outcome of this process at the Supreme Court, which is a form of insurrection, and it's definitely terrorism, using and threatening violence to change political outcomes is terrorism, period, 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 as Joe Biden likes to say when he reads an ellipsis. All right, let's go back to, you want to go to number 7? Let's go to number 7. Chunk Todd had AOC on yesterday. Dumb as a rock. Which one, you might ask? It doesn't really matter. She wants to impeach. The Wall Street Journal has an editorial on this today because the Democrats are saying that President Trump's Supreme Court nominees lied under oath when they were asked during the confirmation hearings about abortion and Roe versus Wade. That's not true, of course. They're lying when they say that. Chunk Todd and the Dumb as a Rock AOC.
Do you think lying at a confirmation hearing is an impeachable offense?
I believe so. Okay. I believe so. I believe lying under oath is an impeachable offense.
I believe lying under oath is. Well, shall we start playing James Comey and James Clapper and all the Democrats lying under oath about spying on us and spying on the Trump campaign under oath before Congress? Should we start playing all of those? I don't know if we have enough time to play all the lying under oath Democrats that we have. ABC, perhaps ABC, you know, they had Martha Raddatz is her name. I always call her Raddatz. Martha Raddatz had Elizabeth Warren on. She used to lie about being Native American in order to advance her career when she's whiter than white. She's ivory snow. Marco Rubio is more African-American than Elizabeth Warren is Native American. That's actually true. Martha Raddatz with her pal Elizabeth Warren yesterday.
You heard Governor Noem there. She and millions of others believe this will save the lives of unborn children. Is that a position you can respect in any way?
Believes that not having abortions will save the lives of unborn children. Isn't that like, you know, if cars stop crashing into each other, we'll have fewer car accidents. If planes stop falling out of the sky, we'll have fewer plane crashes. Is that a position you can, Elizabeth Warren?
Look, what she's really saying is that when this decision is made, it should be made by the government. That the government should move in and the government should determine whether or not a pregnancy is forced to continue or whether or not a pregnancy can be terminated.
Wow. No, after what, like 15 weeks in Mississippi. Now, it is getting complicated, but it's going to go to the states. And the states, it's the democratic process, which they have complete contempt for. And this is the first time I've ever heard her say that there is a decision that the government shouldn't make. No sense of irony whatsoever. These people, Pocahontas.
This court has lost legitimacy. They have
delegitimized the court.
Whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it with the Roe versus Wade opinion.
Set a torch to it. You guys have been burning churches and pro-life clinics for weeks and weeks now in anticipation of burning more stuff and chanting every city, every state, burn all the police precincts. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
I believe we need to get some confidence back in our court. And that means
confidence.
We need more
left-wing
justices on the United States Supreme Court.
And I know that's something you support. Thank
you. It's happened before. We've done it before. We need to do it again.
We need to pack the court to give it legitimacy. That is mental. That is, I mean, honestly, that's not only not true, that's the opposite of the truth, but that's your Democrat Party for you. They're packing the court, doing away with the filibuster, and finally they found a decision they don't want the government to make. Ayanna Pressley shaved her head. She's, I think, from another galaxy, and she's completely insane. They're delegitimizing the court, and the court is already, the lives are in danger. Had to have additional strong men with guns to protect them.
Given the extremism, the far-right extremism, and the imbalance, and the compromised integrity of the Supreme Court, we need to expand the courts to restore balance and integrity.
She's the American Taliban. She's Al-Qaeda. Ayanna Pressley.
When we say that this is a matter of life and death, this is not a hyperbole. This is not a drill. When you put abortion out of reach for people safely, that doesn't mean that they will stop having abortions. They will still seek abortions out, but they will not do it safely and they will not do it legally.
Yes, I when I do it say we got to use the bathroom floors again, Whoopi Goldberg, because this is, they live in this bizarro imaginary dystopia that has never existed.
We got tired of tripping over women in bathrooms, public bathrooms, who were giving themselves abortions.
That's what was happening, she says, in the United States of America. Let's go quickly to a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Shannon, calling from the great state of Michigan, from which I returned day before yesterday. Shannon, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. This isn't my main comment, but I wanted to say Canada will only allow Americans to cross the border for abortions if they show proof of vaccination.
And if they've never had a drunk driving arrest like Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Right. So I'm so bummed. I missed you in Holland, although I was able to meet you at your Freedom Talk event in D.C. But I was also there, went right past that park and saw the rally and started slowing down. And then when my husband saw the signs they were carrying, he said, oh, no, you keep driving. The gay children rally
in Holland, Michigan, of all places.
Unbelievable. And such a beautiful place, too. We were there for a family event, and another example for you of them using the words but not knowing what they mean. I have a family member who is a very vocal Democrat, and I went into it electing not to engage. You know, it's a fun family event, and I wanted to understand her perspective. So, in summary, a label goes to everything. So Roe versus Wade was controlling women. Trump came within a hair of making us a fascist nation. Mm-hmm. Said something about my job. Well, I work for a fascist organization. My husband mentioned a men's group at his church. Well, you belong to a misogynist organization. Mm-hmm. And so after we left, we're just shaking our heads, asking, I don't even know if she knows the definitions to anything she is saying. And just unbelievable. Continues to astound me every time.
Party issued talking points about division and anger and hatred. And, you know, she's a party of arsonists, of genocidal racists. 40% of the black population snuffed out on an ongoing basis for generations, for decades. And they harvest their organs. So thank you, baby slaughtering, organ harvesting Democrats. I'm surprised she didn't have to break away from the family reunion to loot someplace. Did she have Molotov cocktails with her? Because, fine, most Democrats do. Michael Beschloss. They're all listening to Michael Beschloss on NBC News Online, perhaps. Pretty amazing stuff. Rage is the word. See, and the Democrats are raging at Kamala Harris because her tweet, she tweeted about the court's decision, and it wasn't angry and psychotic enough, so the left is out to get her for that. But you can do a dance to save Roe versus Wade on TikTok if you're so inclined. Yes, sirree, our Democrat Party.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
There's a Democrat named John Hinckley who shot President Reagan and his press secretary and a Secret Service agent and a D.C. police officer, and now he's on the loose, and he's got a Twitter account, but President Trump doesn't. And John Hinckley tweeted, I'm looking for a drummer, bass player, and lead guitarist to be in my band. I don't think you have a band if you need a drummer, a bass player, and a lead guitarist to be in your band. Where's the band? What's it going to be called? And he's looking for a lead singer who's been in movies with Robert De Niro. More than 1 million voters, that's a Jodie Foster reference, more than 1 million voters switch from Democrat Party to GOP in warning for Dems. That's the same headline in four different stories I've found. All the media view it through the prism of how it affects the Democrat Party. More than 1 million Democrats have switched to Republican Party. Maybe they're not arsonists, looters, and rioters.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very
amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
we're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.